Shmir Saloshim, Shin number 40, Shar Zechira, Perek Hei. The Sifri says as follows, Hishamer benega hatzaras, Hishamer benega hatzaras. Be careful regarding the nega, the affliction of tzaras. And then it says afterwards, Zachar es asher osa Hashem lakech leMiriam. Remember what Hashem, your God, did to Miriam. So what's the connection? My inyan zelazeh. What's the connection between these two psukim? Elo milameid shloinensho el aloshen haro. It's come to teach us the reason why Miriam haneviyah, Miriam the tzadekis, Miriam who at the age of 5 had the foresight to tell her father, who was the gadol hador, Amram, that Tati, Papa, Abba, Daddy, I don't know what she said. She said, I, with all due respect, I think your gzeira, your instructions of not having children is worse than Paro. What about the girls, the women, who won't be born now? At the age of 5. Nensho al Lashon Hara. She was punished because he spoke Lashon Hara, the great tzaddikus. V'haloi dvar m'kal v'choymer. It's a kal v'choymer. That what? Ma Miriam shloik dibre elo b'achiyo ha'kotum mimeno shen nensho. Even if Miriam, who only spoke about her younger brother, was punished so severely. Ha'medaber b'misha godol mimenu alachas kama kama. Person who speaks about a person who's greater than them, how much more so that they're going to be punished? Dover acher. Uma Miriam Mishek Dibro. Just like by Miriam when she spoke Lashon Hara. Shama Isa Shum Birya. Lai Shama Isa Shum Birya. Briya. El HaKadosh Baruch Hu Bilvad. No one else heard this. She spoke to Aaron. Only Hashem heard this. One who speaks disparagingly, and other people, in front of other people, how much more so the person is going to be punished. And the Chavetz Chaim brings this chazal that elaborates even more that Miriam only did this for the benefit. Her intentions were positive, were good. And nonetheless, in all of this, Hashem was upset. They spoke Lashon Hara, and she was punished. Allah has kama v'kama, how much more so for us, says the Chofetz Chaim, and how we have to be careful with what we say, and how we say it. If Miriam HaNeviah, the great tzaddikus, with all of her positive intentions, she was punished with tzaras, we had to take this to heart.